acknowledge the problem we're already seeing firsthand, the devastation climate change causes, from heat waves and droughts to wildfires and hurricanes.
Now that's UK Prime Minister Boris Johnson speaking yesterday at the G20 summit.
And unlike many other global challenges, the solution to climate change is clear. It lies in consigning dirty fossil fuels like coal to history, in ditching gas-guzzling modes of transport, and recognizing the role that nature plays in preserving life on this planet.
So for months, British Prime Minister Boris Johnson and his aides have been raising expectations for the 2021 United Nations Climate Change Conference, which they are hosting now in Glasgow. Now the hour has come, according to U.S. President Joe Biden speaking today at the Climate Change Conference.
It's simple. Will we act? Will we do what is necessary? Will we seize the enormous opportunity before us? Or will we condemn future generations to suffer?
But heading into the two-week gathering, they have been sounding far less confident. In Rome at the G20 summit on Saturday, the prime minister said the chances of a big enough agreement emerging from the conference, one really capable of containing global warming, were not much better than 50-50. At the opening ceremony on Monday of the critical climate change talks, Johnson warned fellow leaders from nearly 200 countries that humanity has long since run down the clock on climate change, and he cautioned that if we don't get serious today, it will be too late for our children to do so tomorrow. For more on the climate change conference, be sure to check in with our website at voanews.com. This is VOA News. U.S. officials have confirmed that a newly formed armed group resisting the Taliban rule in